This morning, by the grace of God, I'll be speaking to us, looking at our topic for the month as we round up the month, walking in dominion. But this morning, I'll be speaking to us on the topic, walking in dominion through thanksgiving. Walking in dominion through thanksgiving. And I want to take my text from Psalm 100 and verse 4, walking in dominion through thanksgiving. Psalm 100 and verse 4, the Bible says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We have established in the course of this month of walking in dominion that walking in dominion, God gives us power to do so. That means, like in the children's church, we have a saying that there is no dominion without power. There is no dominion without power. So God has given us power to dominate. Like one of the scripture for the month, Luke 10 and verse 19. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. And the Bible says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you need power to dominate. You need power to be in charge. You need power to be in control. Just like the other scripture in Psalm 72 says, for the walking in dominion, from sea to sea and from to the end of the earth, from rivers to the end of the earth. Everywhere, your dominion is without limits. But you need power to be able to operate and walk in this dominion. We have also established through the course of the month, we have been told that power belongs to God. And it can be sourced through several means. We have discussed those several means. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 18, say all powers in heaven and on earth belongs to me. Before Luke 10:19 says, I give to you power. So the all powers in heaven, on earth, underneath the earth, in the sea, all belongs to God. And he delivered this power to us. Not just for delivery's sake. He delivered the power to us in order for us to dominate and be in charge. We have mentioned several sources where we can source for this power of God and activate it. We have said that the power of God is sourced from his word. When the word of God is absent, power is absent. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, the Bible makes it clear there that the word of God is powerful. That means full of power. Another source of power we talk about is the Holy Spirit. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit in you is the arrival of power, especially via the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because Acts chapter 1 verse 8 makes it also clear. Jesus said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So as a child of God, as a believer, you don't have access to this power to dominate without the word and the presence of the Holy Spirit daily activated in you. By activating the presence of the Holy Spirit as you pray in unknown tongue, you are activating the presence of this power that Jesus spoke about in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And we have said that these above sources of power to dominate, we activate it when you develop a deep relationship with God, when we exercise dominion in faith, and when we keep company that is godly. Godly mentors, godly counsel, all of them help us activate the power of God in us to be able to dominate and be in charge. Somebody shout hallelujah. So today we'll be considering the power of thanksgiving and praise if you truly want to walk in dominion. The power of thanksgiving and praise. I've said over and over again, and this morning I'll be reminding us that you can intimidate men via your words to make them do what you want them to do for you. For example, if I have a biological father and I needed my father to do something for me, I can go to him and say, ah, Baba, you know you are the one that give back to me. If you didn't do this, nobody will do it. Oh, in fact, you know I bear your name. Everybody will look at you and be looking at me. that why am I like this and you are in this position where you can give me this, where you can do this for me. Your father will feel intimidated, sort of, and maybe even go outside his way to do whatever it is you are requesting to do. But the truth is that God can never be intimidated. Are there not people here on earth that is saying that there is no God? Church, are there not people? They will tell you that they don't believe that there is God. Some will even say, where is the God? If this thing happened to me or that thing happened to me, where was God when this incident happened? Where can't he save the situation? Now, all those things, you can't intimidate God. If you like, say, God, there is no God. God can't be intimidated. Your best belt is to live your life full of thanksgiving and appreciation. If it look like bribery to you, you better do it. Because that is your best belt. God is not moved by your tears. God is not moved by your cries. God is not moved by going to sleep on the mountain for 21 days, 30 days, 40 days. Fasting is good, brethren. Prayer is good, brethren. But you can't bribe God with your prayer. You can't bribe God with your fasting. You can't untwist God by sleeping on the mountain inside mosquito. I was on the social media sometime and I saw a man of God, they brought dead from the mountain. Only God know how many months. How many of you saw that thing? Only God know how many months the man had been on the mountain. I don't know because I didn't read further. I just scroll away. Because such thing does not move God. What move God? Baba, I advise you to clean your face and shine your eyes. Only Yoruba people will understand in the house. God, the tears in my eyes seeking for your mercy. Leave the tears. Clean your face, shine your eyes. And live a scriptural based life. Hannah did it for years. She couldn't bring anything from Shiloh. Several years, the Bible says she kept going to Shiloh. But as a sorrowful woman with a sorrowful spirit, until one particular Shiloh, she changed her mind. I advise somebody this morning to change your mind. Thanksgiving is your best belt. Praise to God is your best belt. It does not matter the situation you find yourself. If you want to ride over that situation, if you want to live above that situation, if you want that stupid devil to see you and run away, your best bet is thanksgiving. How do I know that? Romans says, if God be for you, then what can be against you? And can I tell you this morning that you can never see God, assess God, or God can come to your side except thanksgiving and praise is present. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. God has gates. Help me announce to your neighbor this morning that God has gates. Tell them for broken. Say, in the locking door. Now, if the angels, the gatekeeper of God's gates, didn't hear thanksgiving from your mouth, they will never open the door. They won't open the gates. Your situation is irrelevant. The only key that can open the gates by that scripture is what? Is thanksgiving. I love Job. Even in his terrible state, he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. He's the one that can kill and can make alive. That is your best belt. I don't know the trouble in your life this morning. I don't know what it is that you are passing through. I don't know what brought you the pain you came into this church this morning. But my godly counsel to you is that praise and thanksgiving to God is your best belt. This is what empower you much more than anything to be able to ride in dominion, to walk in dominion, to live above that negative situation, to overcome the enemies. Go and read 2 Chronicles chapter 20. From the beginning of the verses to verse 28 thereabout, you will see the massive victory the children of God endure just by the instrumentality of thanksgiving and praise. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. For the Lord is good. Even while they were faced with the enemy, they know they can never be able to overcome. He said, for the Lord is what? He's good. Even without food in your storehouse, for the Lord is what? For the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. Even with that, your condition, for the Lord is good. Is somebody saying that this morning? For the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. The power of thanksgiving and praise to walk in dominion. Now, walking in dominion through thanksgiving and praise is a spiritual principle grounded in gratitude, faith, and the authority of believers. Thanksgiving and praise. When you talk about walking in dominion, especially through thanksgiving and praise, it is a spiritual principle. You may not be able to have any physical explanation to it. That somebody is being beaten by poverty, grounded on the floor, and you ask the person to give thanks. There may not be any physical or scientific explanation. But I want you to know this morning that it is a spiritual principle that is grounded in gratitude, that is grounded in faith, and in the authority of a believer who are in Christ Jesus. James chapter 5 and verse 13. The Bible says, who is he that is afflicted, that is sick? He recommended prayer. He said, let him pray. He said, but who is he that Mary, that is glad, that is not against God, that is not offended in God? He said, let him what? Let him sing psalms. Romans chapter 4 and verse 20. Romans chapter 4 and verse 20, talking about our father Abraham, the father of faith. The Bible says, he staggered not at the promise of God, even though that promise has not been fulfilled. He does not look like it will be fulfilled. Every circumstance around is showing. That's why the earlier verses say, hope against hope. Where there is no iota or sign that it is going to be possible. The Bible says, our father in faith staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. How did the Bible describe Abraham as being strong in faith? The Bible says, because he was continually inside that situation, giving glory to God. So walking in dominion, especially through thanksgiving and praise, is a spiritual principle grounded in gratitude, faith, and authority believers have in Christ Jesus. Now, when we talk about dominion, we have said dominion refers to exercising authority. You being in control, having influence over the situation around you. You will not be doing fire brigade approach. It is not when the situation has happened that you are now declaring fasting and prayer. That you are not walking in dominion. Before the situation happened, you already know what to do. When the people came around Jesus and there was no food for them, even though the Bible says he knew what to do, he asked the disciple, give these people food. But he already knew what to do. That was an example of a man walking in dominion. You are not living your life by chance. What will be, will be. That is not a life of dominion. A life of dominion is a life of control. A life of influence. You are in charge. You dictate what is permitted around your life and what is not permitted around your life. Even the devil knows it. He goes around like a roaring lion, but he knows where to step on and where not to get to. Because there are people on earth here who are walking in dominion. And if you are a child of God in the house, you have given your life to Christ. You have this privilege. He has given unto you power. The essence of the power is that you walk in dominion. You dictate what happened in your life, what happened in your home. I was jokingly telling some people, I said, I've had several women say, I don't know, I can't control myself. Family planning fail, whatever it is. And I look, if it is not carelessness, because most of those things are carelessness. That's why you, instead of having 2-3 children, 4 children, you having 7, you having 8, and they become a burden, a curse instead of being a blessing to you. If it is not sheer carelessness, it is lack of walking in dominion. You are not in charge of the affairs of your life. The Bible says heaven, even the highest heaven belongs to God, but the earth he has given to the children of men. He has delivered the affairs of this earth into our hands as his children to rule, be in charge, and dominate. You will no longer be on the floor in the name of Jesus Christ. So dominion refers to you exercising authority, control, and influence. Why, when we talk about thanksgiving, it is acknowledging God's goodness. That was why I made us to dance to that song, acknowledging God for who you are. That is thanksgiving. Acknowledging God's goodness. And we do that via our words, via our song, via our dance. According to Psalm 149, via our dance, we acknowledge God's goodness. Thanksgiving is acknowledging God's goodness, power, and faithfulness in all our circumstances. And you do that via all these means. When you speak favorably of God, favorable words about God, via your songs, via instrument, via your dance, via your giving, via your service to God. I was telling somebody, how do you tell God you love him? How do you tell God you appreciate the life he has given you and health when you are doing nothing in the house of God? People were here yesterday to sweep as early as 6 a.m. to sweep and make this place comfortable for us, clean. They are not doing it for any man. They are doing it for God, for their father. But you are not in sanctuary keeper. You are not in security. You are not somebody is standing now and videoing and going around and capturing all the events that is happening here this morning. You are there. There is this Yoruba song. Say, Ani Oda wo Oloda. Ani Oko Ani Oloko. Akwe Osipade Oloraye. Oko Wagbora Onwo. Ijo Odajo Obere Lowo Rekpe Kini Se Refoluwa. How many of you heard what I've said? Bring money, I no get. I'm interpreting. Come and sing, my voice no good. Come and be usher, surveillance, security. Say, I can't stand. When I stand like this, my leg will be shaking. Come and hold camera. He said, that one is worse. So camera cost if you fall down for my hand. Okay, what is it again? Come and join the technical department. Say, if wire spark, pere. I no fit. Okay, what is left? Okay, come to the children's church. Come and manage the children. Come and teach the children. He said, I don't hear English. He said, okay, no problem. You don't need big English for children. Okay, we even had toddler section. You don't need to speak. Just help us carry our babies and dance with them. He said, make I carry somebody's baby. I hate the sight of saliva. When the baby just makes saliva like this, I can be vomiting. What will you do? What will you use your life for? Which one is left? Come and sweep. He said, me, my eyesight is not very good. If I sweep now, I sweep 10 times, the place will not still be clean. Oh my God. Help me tap your neighbor. Which one you did? How do you show God that you are grateful for life? How do you show God that you will not be a useless child of God? Now, prayer I pray for you, I no curse you. Better say amen. I say you won't be a useless child of God. Because something when not they useful, waiting for the caller. No being talking now, not talking. Now ask yourself, what am I useful for to my father, God? What am I doing?
What am I doing? How do you show gratitude to God? Your money is good, yes. Your song is good, yes. Your dance is good, yes. What other things? Your service is also good and important to God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's quickly look at the power of thanksgiving, what the thanksgiving will attract to you before we go into those special thanksgiving and celebration. Power of thanksgiving to walk in dominion. Number one, thanksgiving and praise affirm God's sovereignty. Affirm. When you give thanks, when you are celebrating God, when you are praising Him, either in your song or in your dance, it affirms. You are telling the whole world that God is supreme. God is overall. With the word of your mouth, thanksgiving and praise affirm God's sovereignty. And this is recognizing God's ultimate control over all things. And it helps you to align your life or your heart with the will of God. When you continually affirm, when you continually sing, when you are continually acknowledge, because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. When you continually acknowledge the sovereignty of God, it helps to align your heart with God. In other words, you are doing the will of God, because thanksgiving and praise is the will of God. Somebody said, I don't know the will of God for my life. Just live your life in thanksgiving and praise, no matter the situation you find yourself. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. He said, give thanks to God because this is the will of God for us who are in Christ Jesus. So you want to know the will of God, then you must continually live your life in thanks. In everything, in everything. In how many things? In everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God for us who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, in everything, give thanks. Somebody said, why should I give thanks when I've lost a loved one? Give thanks to God, because God is not the one that killed your loved ones. Hallelujah. You are acknowledging that, God, I thank you because you are not the one that killed my loved ones. I know that you are not unaware that my loved one died. But I know that you will not do anything, or you will not allow anything to hurt me, because I am your child. If you are truly a child of God, the Bible says, if we that we are evil can give good things to our children, can protect and preserve our children in our own ability as much as we can, how much more, that's the Bible calls us evil, how much more will our heavenly Father, the Bible says, will he not give us all things, including Christ, how much more? So you are thanking God, not because you if you say, God, I won't thank you, then God will ask you, am I the one that killed your loved ones? Because God does not do evil. If he so pain you, God won't do it. It can't be God. You ask me, who can it be? It can be the devil. It can even be themselves that kill themselves. Hallelujah. Because there are times in which God will give you signal. Don't go there. Don't do this. Some of us, for whatever reason, best known to us, we just go. And before you know it, the enemy will take advantage. Then we'll sit down and be blaming God. God, where are you? Why did you allow this to happen? The will of God is that in everything, any situation you find yourself, thank God. It affirms God's sovereignty. It affirms that God is still in control. And when it's like boosting God's energy, boosting his ego, when you are telling him, even in your hardest situation, that God, I know you are still in control. Just like Job, I know my Redeemer liveth. God, my God is still alive. Are you in church? So, live your life with continuous thanksgiving and praise. With this, you will walk confidently in every situation, knowing that God is in charge. Number two, power of thanksgiving and praise to walk in dominion. Number two, thanksgiving and praise activate faith. Thanksgiving and faith and praise activate faith. Just like we saw in Romans 4 and verse 20. Gratitude cultivate a heart of faith. When you recall God's past dealings with you, especially his good dealings with you, his good doings, the Bible said to him that he joined with the living, there is hope. Even if what you have asked or desired from God has not been done yet, but that you are still alive, there is still hope for you. For that alone, it's enough for you to say, God, I thank you because I am still alive and there is hope for me. And you are a good God. If God is a good God, then he will do good to you. Continually acknowledge and say, recount that he's a good God. So you must live your life walking in thanksgiving and praise unto him. Your faith in God is provision, is protection, is preservation, helps all of us to be able to walk in dominion. And there is no way you can show your evidence of faith if not through thanksgiving. Even in those negative situations, when you thank God, you are showing that you believe God that he can change the situation. According to our father Abraham, Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7, Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7, and Romans where I read, Romans chapter 4, you read from verse 17 to 21. You see the example of our father Abraham. Number 3, the power of thanksgiving and praise, walking to be able to walk in dominion. Number 3, thanksgiving and praise releases God's power in every situation. I mean every situation. Whatever situation you find yourself, when you are full of thanksgiving and praise, you release the power of God to be able to change that situation, turn that situation around for you, and make that situation favorable to you. Church, if you didn't hear anything in this service, please hear this. That when you live your life in thanksgiving, full of praise to God, irrespective of that situation, it releases the power of God to change that situation, to be able to make that situation favorable to you. Joseph said, you sold me into slavery, even though you meant it for evil, but God did what? God turned it to good for me. So if you truly want God to turn situation to good for you, you must live your life in continuous thanksgiving and praise. Now, look at the worst scenario, the worst situation. Somebody will say, death is the end of all man. How many of you have heard that before? Now, let's look at John chapter 11 before we close this service. Look at the example Jesus laid for us so that even when you find yourself in the worst situation in life, why can't you just copy the example of the master? From verse 41, John 11. We read to verse 44. Are we good to go? Are we good to go, church? Now, let's read together. He said, then, talking about Lazarus, the man, the Bible says when he was sick, they came to Jesus, and Jesus said, I am coming. He didn't come until the man died. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For you you continually ask God, when situation happened, God, where are you? God is there. God is in charge. He's in control. His eyes are widely open. He knows when the thing want to happen before it happens. When this man was sick, they called Jesus. Jesus said, I'm coming. He's aware. He knew. Even before they came to him, they came to inform him. He said, I'm coming. He never came until what? Somebody said, too late. No, it's not too late. Are you in church? Are we reading together? He said, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his voice, his eyes, and said, Father, I did what? I thank thee that thou had heard me. Now, my question, church, at this point, was Lazarus raised from the dead? Answer me, church. Was Lazarus raised from the dead? No. But what was Jesus doing? Thanking God in advance. Even before God appeared, before the miracle, Jesus was doing what? Advanced thanksgiving. Help me tell your neighbor, can you do advanced thanksgiving? He was thanking God. That is our master laying example for us. I don't know what your situation is this morning. In this thanksgiving, can you thank God in advance? Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Listen, I say, and I knew that thou hearest me always. Now, recounting of what? God's past dealings. If you had answered me when I pray for the blind, don't see the dead more serious than the blind. If he answer for the blind, he can answer for the dead. That was what Jesus did. When you had headache, you said, Lord, please have mercy on me. Heal me of this headache. It's so terrible. Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy. And before you know it, you slept off. And when you woke up, the headache was over. Can I have a witness in the house? Hallelujah. If God had you of that headache, that embarrassment of school fees will not embarrass you. He that heal you of headache can bring money for your children's school fees. Is somebody in church? Always remember, say, I knew that thou heareth me always. But because of all the people we standed by, I said this, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. 12. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. 44. And he that was dead came what? Forth, bound hand and foot with grave's clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. But Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Every desire of yours, the remaining 3 months in this year, 2024, is too much for God to surprise you. Somebody is entering from this morning service into a season of pleasant surprises. You didn't believe me. Please believe me that from this morning's service, if you can just fill your heart with thanksgiving and gratitude to God, that from tomorrow morning, you are entering your season of pleasant surprises. Rise to your feet.